This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex, a natural solution to chronic pain. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're going to discuss some very, very important findings about one of my favorite nutrients. It's aged garlic extract. There's some new studies out on that subject, and kudos to the company that makes Kyolic aged garlic extract, Wakanaga, for their commitment to scientific research. They're just not claiming the benefits of garlic. You know, from a folkloric standpoint, we know that garlic is a good thing to include in the diet, but aged garlic extract has specific properties. They can be scientifically evaluated. And with us is Jim Laval. He's a clinical pharmacist, a frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine, board certified clinical nutritionist, and a communicator on health subjects. He's written numerous books, including I guess your most important book is about cracking the metabolic code, but also I really like your book, Your Blood Never Lies, helping our patients interpret their blood tests. He's the author of 16 ebooks and 20 books, and he is very, very involved in teaching as well as coaching high-performance individuals. So without further ado, here's Jim. Jim, welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. It's nice having you back on board again.
I always love being on your show, man. I look forward to it. Whenever I see it on the calendar, I'm like, I'm going to have a great interview today. This is awesome.
Indeed. Yeah, it really is one of the high points of my week when I see you on the schedule and we get a chance to talk about the subjects that you're so well acquainted with. So, Jim, you know that aged garlic extract has been one of the most researched supplements in the natural products industry. There are a lot of supplements out there that, you know, on a wing and a prayer, you know, we think they might be helpful. There's some, actually some new information came out about a traditional remedy, cinnamon. There was a nice study recently. But, you know, these things are not nearly as well studied as aged garlic extract. I have statistics here. Over the past 46 years, Kyolic and its parent company, Wakanaga, have had over 870 peer-reviewed articles from leading universities and research institutes around the world published in academic journals. Wow, that is quite an accomplishment, isn't it?
I think it's amazing. You know, when you think of most dietary supplements, if they get a couple of studies published, they're ecstatic, and then they hang their marketing hat on it. This is 870 peer-reviewed articles and studies. And the evidence just keeps coming out. That's what's beautiful about it, is that they're committed to the science of aged garlic extract. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, because people just don't, they don't make that commitment that I think is so invaluable. To show the value of, hey, I'm going to take this product. What's it going to do to me? And what should I expect from it? Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of the, to me, it's fantastic. And these latest studies are no different than all the other publications that have come out.
Yeah. We'll get to those in just a moment. But, you know, I have to say that the climate for acceptance of, news about nutritional supplements has really turned sour. I recently wrote an article about the New York Times and their perpetual recitation of the mantra that supplements are worthless. You know, yeah, you eat a good diet, you know, and exercise, but there's no evidence that supplements are beneficial. And then, you know, when our patients go to the doctors, their conventional doctors, the doctors say, well, those supplements in the health food stores were so beneficial, there would be peer-reviewed journal studies about their benefits, as if there aren't, and there are.
There's all kinds of studies, and I find it interesting because I think the dietary supplement industry is a consumer-driven market, right?
Yeah. It's a grassroots thing. You know, people
it absolutely
vote with
is.
Their feet and, yeah, and their dollars.
And people look around the world. And, you know, it's funny. I was just on a call regarding Manuka honey. Mm-hmm. And actually was on the phone with some New Zealand researchers. And, you know, there's tremendous amount of good science that's being done in these areas. And yet there's this, as soon as the word natural was applied to it, it gets kind of booted to the side in mainstream. And I think it's unfortunate. And I think consumers miss out on the value that can happen for their quality of life. Because, you know, with all the events that have happened over the last 6 months, people need to have better strategies for mm-hmm. their health than just waiting to get sick.
Right. And that's very well said. And let's put these studies in context, because I've heard it said, and I think this is really an important point, is that in America, we're experiencing twin pandemics. We have, of course, COVID-19. But, you know, underlying this and coinciding with us and maybe augmenting it is a pandemic of metabolic syndrome, diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, obesity, all the diseases of modern civilization kind of come together to set the stage for poor resistance to viral and bacterial challenges. But also, you know, we're killing us well before the current pandemic claimed over 140,000 people. So that's a good entree to discussion of some of these new studies. Wakanaga published three studies that point to solid health benefits for lowering cardiovascular risk factors. So let's tackle them one by one. You're very familiar with them.
Sure. Yeah. So the first one was looking at the endothelium of the inside of your artery. So the inner lining of your artery, called the endothelium, and then also how pliable or flexible your arteries are. So when you looked at it, the first study was basically an artery health study. Mm-hmm. So of course it's called a double blind placebo controlled randomized trial, which is like a very rigorous trial, right? Mm-hmm. 65 people diagnosed with diabetes, and they're either given AGE, aged garlic extract, or a placebo for 3 months. And then at the end of the study, what they looked at was, well, was the endothelial function better? Was there better rebound of the arteries after it was compressed? So arterial stiffness better. And what they found was that when you take aged garlic extract, that your vessels get more pliable and the endothelium becomes healthier. Now that makes sense, because when your endothelium is damaged, it's usually because of oxidative stress, meaning that your rate of rusting is kicked up in your body and that metabolic inflammation is starting to have an impact on those vessels. And this is building to our next studies, right? So the first study, they showed the vessels got better. The next study.
Hang just for a moment on that, because one criticism of some of these studies is that they might, you know, stack the deck by giving astronomical amounts of a very purified extract that, frankly, isn't available to consumers, or that if it were translated to daily practice by people in real life, you know, they'd have to take 24 capsules a day, you know, which would, you know, cost them, you know, $1,400 a month, and it would just be unattainable. Is this using available dosages that are commercially made available to people?
Yeah, that's the great thing about this. I'm glad you're letting me talk about that, because the dose on these studies was 2,400 milligrams mm-hmm. a day. Now, in the hypertensive studies, that was even as low as 1200 milligrams a day. Mm-hmm. But 2400 milligrams a day is the equivalent of four Kyolic Reserve capsules, mm-hmm. which I'm a big fan of.
Right.
Or if you use other, there's 600 milligrams per capsule.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two capsules twice a day.
24.
Mm-hmm. So the point is that it's very attainable to get the benefits of aged garlic extract that has been shown in these clinical trials.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that for our audience. I mean, this is the, when I have someone who has metabolic syndrome, hypertension, diabetes, that's exactly what I prescribe. I say, take the reserve product. You know, they have other products that are 300 milligrams. You'd have to take a little more of those. But the one where the business end of the product is the aged garlic extract ingredient, it's 600 milligrams per capsule. I say, take four. And that will achieve
yep.
for them comparable dosage to that used in the study.
That's exactly right. And in the second study, they used 2,400 milligrams. And what they did in this study, they looked at the amount of total plaque and soft plaque in 66 people with diabetes. And they did imaging. So they did, cardiac computed tomography, angiography is what they called it. That's what it's called.
Was this Matthew Budoff doing this? Because he's like the big expert on imaging.
It was Dr. Budoff. That's right.
Yeah. Because he's like a pioneer in this CT imaging of coronary calcification. And he's been a guest on the program as well. I'm a big believer in that test, by the way, as a way of stratifying who is at risk. Because as you know, somebody has high cholesterol, sometimes they have minimal plaque. And sometimes people with a cholesterol of 154 could have a lot of plaque. You know, there's a disconnect sometimes. So that's how you tell.
Absolutely. And so what they did, they took a placebo group and an aged garlic extract group. And after 1 year, they did the cardiac computed tomography angiography again, CCTA. And what they reported was pretty striking. There was a significant reduction in soft plaque in the arteries of the people taking aged garlic extract.
Okay. Now,
regressed.
Hold on here.
Soft plaque.
You qualified it by saying soft plaque. Now, that's a really interesting distinction because there's what's called hard plaque, which is the calcific plaque. It lights up brightly on imaging. So in this test, they use a more subtle way of determining cardiovascular risk because some people who have criticized the CT testing have said, oh, well, that won't pick up the soft plaque. You know, it'll show like the obvious hard plaque, but the soft plaque could be what's dangerous. So they actually did look at the soft plaque in this study through some newer imaging techniques. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you know what? It's really a more dangerous plaque because it can break off easier, lead to strokes, lead to embolisms. And so soft plaque is, you know, that's something to get control of. And then in the third study where they use CCTA, it showed that it also reduced left ventricular myocardial mass. Now, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in your left ventricle, either under people that overexercise can enlarge your left ventricle. Mm-hmm. But people also that have diabetes tend to move towards heart failure because their mm-hmm. blood vessels get stiff. Now their left ventricle has to work harder. The muscle enlarges mm-hmm. and then it weakens its ability to act as a pump, right? In this mm-hmm. case, a larger muscle isn't better, unlike mm-hmm. bigger biceps, right? To mm-hmm. move weight. Yeah, so what they showed, and of course it's a sign when your left ventricular mass goes up, that's a sign of, you know, increased risk of heart attack, premature death, and then what's known as left ventricular hypertrophy. I couldn't believe they actually measured this. So they gave aged garlic extract and it actually reduced left ventricular mass by as much as 1.65% compared to placebo. And, you know, that is a tremendous finding, right? That you're actually remodeling the heart and remodeling the stress that the heart is under to push blood through your arteries, right? And so you can think of it because of its ability to improve. The first study showed that blood vessels were more pliable, that the endothelium was repaired, that the soft plaque was lowered. And now you can see how the heart can start to work a little easier to pump blood. And that means that that left ventricle is going to kind of retract back to its normal size. And I thought that was incredible.
Yeah, no, those are very, very promising studies because, you know, this is the disease pathway, is that with diabetes, you have poor circulation, you can have heart attacks. But even if you don't have a heart attack, the pumping action of the heart is stressed, and you end up with an enlarged heart, a flabby heart. A flabby heart can contribute to congestive heart failure. You know, not to make extravagant claims for aged garlic extract, but we do know that these comorbidities, hypertension, heart failure, cardiovascular disease, put people at risk when they come down with COVID-19. So, you know, again, I'm not going to say that this is some sort of magic elixir that supplants, you know, the vaunted vaccine that we're all looking for. But, you know, by improving our comorbidities, I mean, it's one of the things that we can do to render ourselves more resilient should we come down with this, you know, should we be exposed to the virus, because, you know, who knows? It's out and about, and, you know, we're all possibly going to get exposed eventually.
I think it's incredibly important for people to understand that whether it's COVID or it's that you get in an accident or any other kind of, you know, psychologic or physiologic, injury.
Mm-hmm. Say you break a hip or something like that. It's a tremendous cardiovascular stress, you know, especially if you're older. Yeah.
Right. Anytime, you know, if you're overweight, or you're a diabetic, you have the equivalent of a low-grade infection going on in your body 24 hours a day. That's the way your immune system is behaving. So you're always in a pro-inflammatory stance. And so when you do get affronted with a risk, it makes for more complications. And, you know, all I can do is I ask my friends in the ICU all the time, hey, who are the majority of people you see there? Well, most of the time they're overweight.
Yes.
And they're diabetic and they're hypertensive.
Yep. Yeah. I had a similar experience. I have a nephew he's a surgeon, but during this time, there wasn't any elective surgery. So he said, look, I mean, I got to work. I want to get on the front lines. So he worked in the intensive care unit and just enormous hours. You know, he didn't even go home. When he went home, his wife made him sleep in the basement as a precaution, because he has two young kids.
Sure.
And, you know, it's like, hi, honey, it's like, go to the basement. And, but he was working, and he actually, did a Zoom conference with the family, and he was standing there in the ICU. And he says, you see behind me, he says, those are all the beds of the people on ventilators. He said, they're all overweight, they're all diabetic, and the vast majority of them aren't going to make it out of the hospital. And he was just exhausted and sad and resigned. But that was really, you know, he said virtually all of them. I mean, yes, there are outliers. Yes, there are sometimes young, slender, well-conditioned individuals who get very sick. But they're the outliers in this pandemic.
Right. Exactly. And I think what I hope that this has done is that people begin to think about taking care of themselves. I think if there's an opportunity for natural products to take their rightful place, I mean, zinc, they emptied the war chest at every health food store and pharmacy and everywhere I know when this hit, right? So, what can I do for, what about zinc? What about vitamin D? What about vitamin A? What about vitamin C? So at least there's now this awareness, and I think that's what we need to hope for. And, you know, and look, the other studies were equally as impressive as this diabetes study. So, you know, when they looked at all the hypertensive studies, that, you know, there was literally, you know, you don't realize it, but just like with diabetes, I mean, half the U.S. population is either pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Yep, exactly.
50%.
The number of people who were formally diagnosed with diabetes, that's the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
The large hidden part of that iceberg that lurks underwater are the vast number of people who are metabolically unfit. They may have a hemoglobin A1C that's 5.8. So they're not diabetic, but they're so-called borderline or pre-diabetic.
Yeah. Right.
And they are not optimally metabolically fit. And you're well aware there was an NHANES study recently, the National Health and Nutrition Survey, that estimated that a mere 12% of adults truly met the criteria for metabolic fitness. That's super scary. That is super scary.
It makes for a very expensive healthcare system.
Yes, indeed it does.
That's the issue. And you know, I've really tried to emphasize to people just to start moving, you know, get out and walk. You've got to start to take control of your metabolism because, you know, the other piece that's huge is that you've got about 50% of the U.S. population is hypertensive.
Yes.
And a lot of diabetics are hypertensive, but some people are just have high blood pressure due to maybe environmental burden like lead, or maybe it's stress, or maybe it's low magnesium status, or any number of reasons, right?
Yeah, and I could just report to you a success story. I had a very happy patient, one of the few that ventured into Manhattan this week to see me. I'm doing a lot of telemedicine, but I actually saw this guy in the office. And he saw me because he's a very healthy guy, but he was developing high blood pressure. And the doctor said, you know, you're going to need to be on blood pressure medication. He's 72, but he's a super healthy guy, very health conscious. And he wasn't overweight, and he's very active. And he meditates. He does a lot of the right things. And I said, look, let me put you on a variety of supplements. And I put him on magnesium, and I put him on fish oil, and I put him on coenzyme Q10. And I absolutely made sure I put him on chiolic aged garlic extract, 2400 milligrams. And he came back, you know, with sort of a Cheshire Cat smile on his face. And I said, so what's the deal? Do I have to put you on blood pressure medication? And he showed me his blood pressures that he'd been studiously recording at home. And they were like, you know, 110 over 70. So
yeah,
he was a very, very
awesome.
Happy camper, because not only is he not hypertensive, he's not even remotely borderline hypertensive. So his doctors are going to kind of lay off on him in terms of pressuring to go on meds. So, you know, there's a comeback trail using natural means, or you know, maybe you can reduce your dependency on the three medications you're taking and, you know, simply reduce it to one medication if you're taking some of these natural things. It does work.
Absolutely. And, you know, they looked at, that was the other interesting study that they just published, where they looked at 12 clinical trials. You know, it was over 550 people, all of them having high blood pressure. And then what they showed across those 12 trials is that aged garlic extract lowered systolic blood pressure, you know, a little over eight millimeters of mercury, so an 8-point drop.
Mm-hmm.
And the diastolic.
And this was a previous study. This is outside the scope of the three studies we're talking about.
Right. This is another. What they did was they basically, you know, went out and looked at all 12 clinical trials, did a meta-analysis of all the data, and they showed an average of 8 points off systolic, 5.5 points off diastolic, and then it also was linked to basically a 16% to 40% drop in the risk of having a heart attack or stroke.
Yeah, because for even very minor drops in blood pressure translate to a very substantial reduction in risk. So that's very exciting. Hey, Jim, we got to pause because we divide our podcast into two parts, as you well know. You are a veteran of Intelligent Medicine Podcast. So when we return, more on the subject of aged garlic extract. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.